This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
In this digital age, things are no longer all that simple when it comes to pleading the fifth. A judge in Wisconsin is allowing a suspected child pornographer to argue that giving up his hard drive passwords might violate his Fifth Amendment rights. The Fifth Amendment has been defined as a protection against incriminating oneself. The government can demand a blood sample or a lockbox key, for instance, but it can't force you to voice thoughts in your head that might sway a jury. So what about a password to a hard drive? Is that a thought or a thing? Legal scholar Jeffrey Rosen is president of the Constitution Society. He says this is another instance of guessing at what the Constitution's framers intended.
At the time of the framing, the quintessential thing you couldn't force someone to do if you were the government was to reveal the contents of their mind, to confess that they were religious heretics, for example. But in recent years, the Supreme Court began to water down that definition and basically say you could only refuse to turn something over to the government if it was testimonial evidence, not if it was physical evidence. The attorney in this case says that turning over the password to the encrypted documents is testimonial.
And there's a larger issue at hand here, right, in the digital age. If I say something on Twitter or if I post something online, for instance, the general rule of thumb is that I'm saying something in the public square. But my own personal digital records and digital data could be considered my own private property or the contents of my mind.
Well, that's the hope, that in an age when so much of what we put online has no expectation of privacy, many people believe that if you take the time to encrypt something behind a password, you shouldn't be forced, for example, to share your Facebook data with an employer or to share encrypted documents with the police.
Do you think that we're going to see some sort of subsequent case that goes to the Supreme Court on this?
I think it's not unlikely that some case like this might eventually end up at the Supreme Court, primarily because the lower courts are dividing very fiercely on this simple question of whether or not turning over an encryption password is or isn't testimonial communication, and it's a really important question.
What about companies like Facebook and Google? Like the government, they might prefer all our data be considered public as well, right?
Well, that's true for their own uses, although I think they don't mind clear rules that tell them what to do, and they would be just as happy not to have to turn over data to the government to the degree that that upsets users. So I'm not sure that they're necessarily on the side of the government in these Fifth Amendment cases, but they don't have a big dog in the fight.
Jeffrey Rosen is president of the National Constitution Center. Jeffrey, thank you.
Thank you very much.